Good afternoon, Blind Cool Tech. This is Christian Waywell. Today, well, this afternoon, 16th of June, 2006. Yes, I've done a couple of reviews today, but today has been a great day for me since I have recorded some bird song this morning, and I've posted it on Blind Cool Tech as we speak. Okay, let me tell you a bit about the equipment we are using for this review. I am recording directly to CD with the Coomba 6031. Now, this machine got reviewed on Blind Cool Tech. Don't know whether it's up yet. But the 6031, for if it hasn't gone up just yet, is essentially a CD recorder and tape unit. Now, what I'm going to do today, I'm going to use this to record a review of the Logitech Studio 350. Now, the Logitech Studio 350 is a headset that plugs into the USB of your PC. Now, you may be thinking, wait a minute, you did a review of the Plantronics 450, the Plantronics DSP 400. Yes, I did. Unfortunately, the Plantronics kind of went die, so we don't have that unit now. The Logitech is essentially the same idea, but it's kind of better design. Its headphones are bigger. We're talking 40 mil. The speakers, for those of you interested in speaker drivers, this headphone set employs 40 millimeter neodymium drivers. Now, for those of you that don't know what neodymium is, it is a kind of metal alloy or something that is used for making extremely strong magnets. Now, these speakers have got some serious range. They're open backed. As you look at the headphones, that the speakers are open backed. You wear them such that the headphone with the microphone on is to the right, and the one without the microphone is on your left. Now, let's describe the layout of them from the actual end of the cable down to the control unit. Now, on this headset, this is a similar idea to the other headset I previously reviewed. Pretty much the same components, but the components are quite a bit smaller, particularly the sound device area. There's a tiny circuit board, but it's inside a little case, so I don't exactly know what's in there. But what you essentially have is a USB lead which goes into a tiny box, probably about the size of a thumb drive. The lead itself is probably, let me measure it. Probably about 4 or 5 inches long. That goes into this pen drive kind of sized, shaped device. I suspect this little bit contains the audio hardware, I'm not sure. From there, another cable comes out. It's quite a long cable. And that comes out to a round piece, which consists of a button in the middle and a rock up and down section on the top and bottom. This is your volume control. That then comes out to a thinner wire, which isn't very long. It comes up to the right-hand side headphone cup. That's essentially what makes up the cabling. The wiring on this headset is not as long as that found on the Plantronics, but it's long enough to do what you want. Sound quality wise, the headset is absolutely fantastic. I actually used it to record the last one of these I put up earlier on, the Birdcast, assuming that went up as of yet. These may go up out of order, but when all these podcasts are up, everything will tie in. So don't worry about that. Everything will tie in eventually. what you've got is a device here, which is kind of, this headset is kind of a, what I call a, the headphones on it, they're not padded headphones like a Walkman. I call them cans. They're more like studio headphones. They got like a round leatherette plasticky type of rubbery thing, a cup that fits on your ears. Inside the middle of the cup is a sponge. Now these are fully adjustable. Trying to work out how much adjustment we've got on them. Seven clicks adjustment. I generally have him all the way out. I mean, as you can tell, they're quite mechanically sound. So what I generally do with these, I pull them all the way out. One, two, put them on my ears, and then you drop the microphone down. Now the microphone is a short boom. It doesn't come right out in front of your mouth like some do. It comes out to the side, so you don't blow down it. That's actually more beneficial than the Plantronics design, which you can inadvertently blow down, unfortunately. Now I wanted to show you really the quality of, the reason why I'm recording this on the Coomba is to show you the quality of CD recording. Now I'll explain the setup I'm using. This is the same setup I used when I recorded the bird song this morning. Apart from in this instance, we're recording to CD rather than cassette. The microphone is a boom mic on that I've got connected to the Coomba. I am using the Sony ECM Z60 or Z60, whatever you want to call it, power box. I'm not actually using the microphone, I'm using its power box. The Z60 is a plug-in power mic, and the mic I'm using now is a plug-in powered mic, so I'm using the ECM Z60 power box to drive this microphone. We have the Coomba 6031 here. The microphone is sitting on top of the cassette deck, which I've just closed. Very nice. And essentially, the everything is connected into the Coomba. We're recording straight to CD. There's no hard drive in this. It's what they call a real-time CD recorder. I know I mentioned it on my previous podcast, but I want to mention it here so that it gives you an idea of what we're actually recording on. Just, you know, just to give you some idea as to what we're using. I find the Coomba to be a good recorder, because when you're podcasting, you can actually record music. You can go from cassette to CD, CD to cassette, CD to CD. You can copy CDs with it quite good. All of this is covered in the Coomba review, but I just wanted to cover it here in case this goes up just before the other one. You're like, what's he on about? So now you know what we're recording with. I'm not using the iRiver this time. I kind of figured the noise floor was too high, so I went for this instead. Now, I'm just stopping for a second, just to give you an idea of how much noise you're getting from this. There may be slight mechanical rumble from the CD drive itself, but I don't believe actually that there is. So that's nice. So let's go back to the headset. The headset was £49.99 £45 from Jubilee Computers, which is my local computer store. They buy things into order. You buy things from Jubilee and they can get them for you. There is a choice of two variants on this headset, the 250 and the 350. I don't know the difference between the two. I went for the 350 because it had a few extra bits on the, I think the 250 doesn't. Now, in PC World, where the Plantronics came from, I've actually got to take the Plantronics back because of it kind of going dead. I've got to, you know, sort that out, but as soon as I can, I will get that sorted. The wire on this, as I said earlier on, is not as long as the wire on the Plantronics was, but here is what I do. I have a lead on my PC which goes from my computer. It's on like an extension lead. It actually came with an old pen drive, which is sadly no more because the casing broke, but I kept the lead. So that is an extension lead that I have for there. That feeds into a USB hub. It's a 4-port parasitically powered hub, and the headset then feeds into that hub. That gains me quite a bit more wire on what I would previously have. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to wire this up like that. Here we go. And I'm going to start up the PC and let you hear as best I can how it sounds through the headset. Now, I'm not guaranteeing how it's going to sound. But we'll see what we can do. I know this is only a short review, but I also want to do a little talk about me as well. But I'm not going to do that in this review. So we're going to power up the PC, and I'm going to put the headset near the microphone so you can hear Windows start through the headset. I've now started the PC up, and we're just waiting for it to boot. It's kind of interesting, really. Because the way these work is really kind of clever, because it's a sound chip in its own right. You could actually get your Windows sounds to come through your audio card, but I'm using this headset to do this. I'm sorry about the mic noise. I'm trying to hold the headset near enough so you get an idea of what this baby can do. Windows is now going to start. That's basically everything starting up on my machine. So, if you should need to contact me, please feel free to do so. My email address is kwhawell, which is spelled kwhawell, at kwhawell, kwhawell, plus.com. Plus is spelled P-L-U-S. I hope you find this review useful. There's not really much you can say about a USB headset, but I will probably do some podcasts with it to give you an idea of what the microphone is like. You can't really appreciate the sound quality of it from what I did there. Well, I just hope that was useful. If it distorted, I do apologise. Now, this is the end of the recording. As I say, I hope you find this useful. And this is Christian Wewell signing out. Okay, we're now recording the last section of this recording on the headset itself. We're using the internal microphone that's built into it. just to show you what can be done. This just really shows the quality of the internal microphones. Internal microphone. There's only one, sorry. Just to give you an idea of what it would sound like on a messaging client such as Skype, TeamTalk, any of those. So, this is the end of the recording. I hope you found this useful. This is Christian Werwell signing out. And thanks for listening.